The virtual screening of Not Going Quietly will be followed by a panel discussion. Joining us now to tell us more about the importance of this film and the healthcare activist panel is Aileen Javier, community healthcare worker, outreach educator, family advocate, and the co-moderator for the discussion.
Hello, Aileen.
Hello.
I just was noting, though, that the way that Nicholas had described Addie just now was, even though it's not easy, he found meaning in this work, and I feel like that resonates. That's how I think of you, Aileen. But I'd love to get into People's Health Sanctuary. You are a big part of People's Health Sanctuary, which is an initiative of the Sanctuary for Independent Media. And they're a big part, and you are a big part of bringing this film here. So for our listeners who don't already know it, can you give an overview of People's Health Sanctuary and your participation in it?
Hello, everyone. So we transform an abandoned building, as you know, but now the listeners know, on 3319 on 6th Avenue. And we made it into a collaborative resource for the North Troy community. So there we have the do-yourself community science lab, the People Health Sanctuary, and the Color City Growers. So the People Health Sanctuary is a community-led mutual aid health initiative. And what we did is a group of grassroots health workers, doctors, therapists, massage therapists. We all sat down and we were brainstorming into what will be like if we have a space in the community where we can share health education that has been passed by our elders, not the traditional going to the doctors and see the doctor for medicine or for an antibiotic or anything like that. Let's go to the roots of what we have from our elders. So then we brainstormed what will be like, and we came out with the Health Autonomy Clinic. That was the initial name. Listening to the community, the youth in the community, and North Troy, we decided to name it the People Health Sanctuary. And what we are doing is empowering the people that we can have a healthy lifestyle, that we can take care of ourselves. It has been a year that we sat down to do this, and basically, we're almost opening the space, and that's basically what we do, is let the people know that they're important and they have knowledge that they can share, and we're listening and we are applying it.
Has it really only been a year?
It is a little bit more than a year, because we started before pandemic, and then pandemic kind of stopped everything. Mm-hmm. And then we moved everything to a virtual setting, and we continue doing the different workshops. We did making our own mask, and then we gather a bunch of resources and put it into the website for immigrant communities. We use resources for the Black Lives Matter movement. When we protest, and the medics are there. So if people go into the website for the people...
Mediasanctuary.org.
For the mediasanctuary.org, you can actually go into People Health Sanctuary, and there is a bunch of resources that people can use, and we are continuously updating it.
Yeah, that is incredible. And so you were very instrumental, like we mentioned before, about bringing Not Going Quietly and the panel discussion to the sanctuary. So how does this film and the larger discussion fit into the mission of People's Health Sanctuary and the general Sanctuary for Independent Media?
Well, as I said, we must go back to a community-based participatory approach. We need to build more networks. We need to collaborate to help each other. If you see, well, I hope that all the listeners come and participate and see the screening of this film. Ari and Liz, they were just two strangers that happened to meet in an airplane. And from that just accidental meeting, they formed a collaboration that end up into a movement. And I see that as what we're trying to accomplish with the People Health Sanctuary. We are creating networks to help each other collaborate and make a better world by understanding that one stranger that we meet, if we speak and we let them and allow them to share their strength, we can create a sustainable society. And that's what we are hoping to accomplish. So the film is really instrumental to our work. That's why people need to see it.
It was excellent. I watched it last night. And after the film screening, you are co-moderating with Corinne Carey with a panel of healthcare activists. So who is joining on this panel with you?
So Tracy Cotter is a deputy campaign director for ACRE, which is Action Center on Race and the Economy Policy and Work. And she is in the film, actually. She is a person that teaches bird dogging, and she's great at what she does. I didn't even know that was a thing. I'm like, oh, sure. So Tracy is there. She's in the film. She comes to this work after serving of years of social work. She is an organizer, as you see in the film. She does political strategy. And then Ursula Rosen, she is from Syracuse. She's the co-director of the Campaign for New York Health. And she is also an organizer. She's building people power to win the healthcare for all with the Campaign for New York Health. And she was also the Green Party candidate for Congress in 2012. And Scott Noyers, he has become a dear friend, and we have met for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. He's a loving father that unfortunately lost his son, Daniel, over an unpaid bill for his health insurance. And because of that loss, he became an activist, and he will be there sharing his experience on why is it important that New York Health pass. And then we will have Julia Solo, and she's the lead New York caring majority organizer for a company called Hand in Hand. And she has been organizing with the working class people of color. I shouldn't forget her, because she has been an advocate for driver's license for undocumented immigrants in New York State, among other things. So these are the people that will be there. And of course, Nicholas will be there. And we will have a message from Ari himself. We're hoping for that. So come over so you see it.
Yes. For more information and to register is mediasanctuary.org/events. So there is the workshop with Nicholas Bruckman earlier in the afternoon on being an activist and a filmmaker. And then later there's the screening and the panel discussion in the evening. So before we go, we have about 90 seconds left. How can this event be used as an organizing tool?
Well, for all the New York listeners, make sure to call your representative to tell them to pass the New York Health. If you're not sure who's your local representative, you can go to the New York for All website at newnyhcampaign.org. On the top, you're going to see Take Action. Another pop-up comes up, and right there is your local representative. They make it so easy for you. You just have to write a letter. If you don't want to write a letter, call them. And always be on the lookout for a bird dogging opportunity. Confront the people that have the power to make changes, just like Ari did. Do storytelling. That was powerful. In the film, you see that everything, we record so many things that are not important. Record these things. Record the people that are sick. Record the people that are in need, and do powerful storytelling. Be involved in your city council, the local elections, and most importantly, please step up and help each other by bringing up your strength. Everybody has something that they can offer. You speak a second language, translate. You can make a donation to a cause that is important for you. you can drive a person to an appointment. It's very important that we understand that we are powerful individuals. We all have strength. And as Ari says in the film, be a hero. He opened a lot of doors for us despite of dying of ALS. So now that he opened so many doors, we need to get in, go through it, and make it happen. He will be proud. So we are all organizers and social activists in our own unique way. So that's what I have to say.
That's a great message. Thank you so much, Eileen Javier. We're excited
to
hear
you. Thank
you
for having me.
Excited to hear you at the panel discussion after the Not Going Quietly screening, mediasanctuary.org/events. Thank you so much.